This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price, because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/morningstream and entering the code MORNINGSTREAM. Coming up on TMS, the DNA in your knee will help it grow.
Tiny Bug Man.
There's a hand on my leg.
Ant-Man does good money.
Trump likes people who weren't captured.
Woman delivers her own baby in a car.
Major spoilers.
V for video games.
Your calls and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Thinkable, unthinkable.
The unthinkable taste of Cheerios. Not a lot of sugar to weigh down the
Cheerios,
no keeping them down, so he can't.
Even he can't.
You can't think. The unthinkable taste of Cheerios. Not a lot of sugar to weigh down those
Cheerios.
The unthinkable taste of Cheerios.
My dream machine is working perfectly.
This is The Morning Stream, and this is my boomstick!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. This is The Morning Stream for Monday, July 20th, 2015. Mm-hmm. My name is Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott Johnson.
20th.
20th, I know. Just a few days away, buddy.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You've come out here on the next Wednesday, right?
I do, yeah. So,
Wow. Think of that.
Oh, tell me about it. It's crazy.
That's amazing. No, that's cool you get to come a day early. Was that always in the plan?
It's always something we've done every year because we want to have that one extra day at Snowbird before. Yeah, we don't want to show up the night before everything starts.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're about.
No, that's not who you are.
I like being there and watching you guys tape up the banners. I like being there to pull them down when you're not looking.
Yep. There's going to be a bunch of them this year, too. People are always asking, what's the theme this year? And there is no set one theme. It's a bunch of things kind of mixed. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be something for everyone to want to steal off the wall. That's how I look at it.
So people who are into, you know, dragons and swords and things like that, mm-hmm. if they don't care about lasers, mm-hmm. they'll still find something they want to steal.
Yeah. There'll be something for you. There'll be something for the people who like the other thing. And there'll be even a few things for those who don't even know they want it yet. It's going to be cool. Big, big, cool banners this year.
So really quickly back to that opening number you played. That opening number.
Yeah, the opening number.
The the Cheerios commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
And that crap floats too. It's really, like the pitch meeting, they must have been really dry coming up with like what makes Cheerios unique.
Yeah. It floats.
You can't push it down.
You really need to see the actual commercial too, because so it features these kids, and they're down at the thing, and the music's all jaunty and going, and they're down there watching each other cereal float and looking just aghast and smiling from ear to ear about how look at them. It's bobbing up again there, Billy. They're just
Cheerios
freaking out.
Cheerios must be a witch.
And then Dad comes down, and he bumps Kid Junior out of the way, like literally bumps him off the table so that he can have this bowl of bobbing cereal. Eats it all so the kids can't get it. Basically asserting his parental authority in a way that is a little disconcerting.
Uh-huh.
Eats the kids' breakfast. And then they come back to the table looking all frustrated. And he's like, ha, 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 I ate all your cereal. And he looks down and one more Cheerio goes, bloop, it pops up and floats. And then he goes, no, and that's the end of it.
Oh, my God.
It's horrifying.
That's horrendous.
Yeah. Somebody needs to put like horror music to that commercial and then re-release it. It'd be perfect. It's the weirdest thing. This is how psychopaths eat. Anyway.
That's right.
We're glad to be here.
Look at all these other things I can hold underwater and they don't float.
I know. Listen, I don't know a cereal. Do you know any cereals that don't float? I think they all do.
Grape Nuts doesn't float.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's like a rock.
It basically is. It's brown painted gravel.
Yeah. Grape rocks. I had a bowl of that when I was young. One time, that was it. Never again.
There's no reason ever to go back to Grape Nuts.
Nope. Grape Nuts. And there was another kind that was like Cheerios. It was round, but it was all fiber. What was that called?
The all brand squares or something like that.
Kind of like that. I know what you're talking about. It was similar to that, but they were circles.
But they're like crusty dark brown Cheerios that are.
Yes. And they made you want to die. He made you want to not live. Can't remember what those are called. Chat room will.
No, but I totally remember those. Those I didn't mind, actually.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Can't do it.
I know. I hate to admit it, but I kind of like that cereal.
Can't do it. I'd have to put so much sugar in there. It was barely, sugar anymore. Or cereal
Then we might be talking about something else. Because the one I remember, was a little on the sweeter side.
Someone says the chocolate There's and Special still, K. Well, there was no chocolate and Special K, was there?
Oh, the chocolate Special K one sink. Yeah.
Cracklin' Oat Bran. I don't think that was it.
Yes, Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Here, let me take a. We'll do a quick search here. Cracklin' Oat Bran.
They're little crusty. Oops, I put.
Oh,
I
typed, those are it.
I typed Cracklin' Oat Brack.
Yeah. Yeah, that won't work.
I love Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Ding, fries are done. Cracklin' Oat Bran. That's the stuff that looks like dog food. Yeah, not into it. Couldn't do it. You like that stuff. You're all right.
I like that stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, it was introduced.
The not so secret dangers of Cracklin' Oat Bran. There's a website that came up.
What?
Sorry. I didn't mean to get us on this tangent, but I'm curious as to what the dangers are.
Yeah. Open that up. What do you got there?
Let's see.
The not so secret
Cracklin'
dangers.
Cracklin' Oat Bran is pretty much cookies in a bowl, so we packed on the pounds.
Okay.
Just college and cereal and weight gain. It's really just like someone talking about how Cracklin' Oat Bran looked like it was going to be super healthy. So they gorged on it in college and they gained a lot of weight.
Thanks, Leandra Palmero, for your awesome article.
Hey, Bill Duran, how about a thing tomorrow about Cracklin' Oat Bran?
Yeah,
let's talk about it on the show.
Yeah, let's continue this.
Ripped from the headlines.
Ripped from the TMS headlines. All right. Someone said, what is this? Here we go. No, that's High C. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a commercial for Cracklin' Oat Bran.
You know that they're out there.
So I got a thing to bring up today before we get hauling into the main content here.
Bring it up.
I was at a family. That's why I wasn't in raid last night. I was at a family birthday party. You know, you do these things where everyone has like birthdays in July, so you get together and everyone celebrates.
One thing so that everybody's birthday is together.
Sure, sure. And I'm not going to tell you which side of the family or which relative it is.
But by the end of this, you'll be able to guess.
You might be able to guess. I don't know.
You're a long-time listener.
But I don't want to, I'm not here to drag anyone through the dirt or anything.
Sure.
Or even just, carry family conversations into the public realm. But I got to at least talk about the thinking here and get this off my chest. Okay. So here's how it goes. I have a relative who has a very bad knee, okay? Their knee there and their leg there. And it's from years and years of being older and years and years of being older from using it a lot when they played basketball when they were younger. A lot of reasons why this knee has gone bad. But the knee has gone bad. It's to the point now where the knee is basically bone on bone. The cartilage there has worn away. It doesn't exist anymore. Now, when that happened in the 1800s, you just became a cripple and that was the end of your life. That was the end of it. That's just the way it was. You just limped around on a stick and it hurt all the time. In modern times, we have a lot of sort of orthopedic science and medical history that has given us great innovations like knee replacement surgery and artificial parts that replace things in your knee that now act as the new knee. Like, we can fix it now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Bionic knee.
Sure. Sometimes it's like a piece of your hamstring, your actual from your other part of your leg that they then use as for part of your knee. Sometimes it's a piece of plastic. Depends on what the knee problem is, but we have ways of making it so that you're not a crippled human being because your knees go bad. All right. Whether from genetic reasons or other reasons. There may be some genetic stuff too, because in this particular side of the family, either mine or Kim's, I'm not going to tell you which side, there is a history of knees going bad. Okay. Just part of the deal. Now, we know this about the knee. We know that it's fallen apart, and we know that there's only one thing to fix it, and that would be surgery to fix it, okay?
Right.
And it would involve probably a 4 to 6 week recuperation period with some physical therapy, a little bit of pain, but in the long run, way better than limping around on it now and not being able to go upstairs.
My aunt had this surgery done. She had to have it done on both knees, and so she did both at the same time just to get it over with, but she was basically incapacitated for a while because of it.
Exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
So this person, mm-hmm. last night I said, are you going to get the freaking knee done or not? Because it's now been years that we've been talking about it.
When are you going to do something about that knee?
Yeah,
huh?
You're going to get your freaking knee. Because I see this person. I keep saying this person because I don't want to give away gender. I see this person limping painfully and then acting like nothing's wrong. Going, are you all right? No, everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's like, no, it's not. Your knee is bad and you're in major pain here. So right. Every time we talk about it, oh, well, I had an appointment, but I canceled it because it turns out doctors are... Basically, this person thinks doctors are all full of crap, and she's... any kind of anybody with any sort of tangible science comes near this person, and they want to shrink and go away.
Right. It's almost like they'd much rather be able to garner the attention and the sympathy, maybe, and...
Maybe, but in this case, it's worse. So,
okay.
She
oh,
said,
God. Okay.
Oh, I just said she. All right, it's a she. I get leveled.
Oh, no.
She says to me last night, and we love her and want her to be happy. That's the whole reason we're telling her this. She says to me, well, I have this new massage therapist who... And as soon as she said that, I interrupted and said, a massage therapist can't rub you and have the knee... come back to where it was. I said that out loud, just like that, in that tone. She goes, now hold on, listen to me. I said, all right. She goes, he's gave me this compress thing that lets me wrap it around my knee, and I put this root in there, this special root with some other stuff. It makes kind of a paste.
In the bandage.
Yeah. So she's making some kind of goofy paste, some kind of holistic, not real paste. And puts it around the knee.
She has,
and
she would it be a poultice?
It's like a poultice. Yes, I hate that term. It's awful. It's worse than salve. Anyway, she puts this thing around her knee. She says, and it really helps. It really helps. And I think it's going to regrow it. And I said, it isn't going to regrow it any more than me blowing on it is going to make it regrow it. And she says, non-believers. And I said, yes, non-believers, because there's no basis for anything you're telling me about this. I said, well, how long till it cures then with your fantastic poultice? And she says, well, it'd probably be done by now if I did it every day.
Well, oh, then sure it would be. That's the problem with it, is that she hasn't been keeping up on it.
Yeah. So I said, well, let's say you do it every day. How long then? Well, listen, yeah. And then, you know, there's no answer for that. I said, you are bone on bone right now. There's no magic healing for that. You have to do something else. That's what we are good at now in 2015. You can have that done quickly, easily, and relatively painlessly, and you're going to be good for the long run. And she said, well, you'll see. You'll just see. You'll see, or whatever. And then she says this word to me, and this is the part I want to share with you, Brian. And this is about the point I gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, there's still a little DNA in your knees, so it'll grow back. Let that
That's
wash
that
over you.
That one place where that DNA happens to be hanging out is in your knees.
Yeah, let that wash over you for a second. And consider the idea that there is some, supposedly some quote-unquote DNA in our knee.
She has a little DNA residue between her, between the bones.
That will, I mean, she doesn't know what DNA is, but clearly there's DNA in our knees that act like, you know, one of those lizards where you cut off its tail and it grows back.
Sure,
it's right
sure.
there.
Starfish
yeah.
DNA.
Yeah, this magical freaking knee science that we were all unaware of. It just about killed me to hear this. And she's dead serious.
You could use iMovie to make a 30-minute infomercial about this magical gecko lizard regrowing formula that you inject into parts of your body to have parts grow back.
Yeah.
And then play it, sneak it onto her TV when she's not looking. So, oh, look at this commercial. This is interesting.
No, she'd totally
look,
buy it. She'd totally buy it. I mean, I don't know what the difference, this is the part I'm struggling with, and maybe listeners can write in and tell us what the heck's wrong with me here. But when you say to somebody, here is a proven 100 years old tested, worked on, improved on, technologically sound,
FDA approved.
Yeah, approved, working, functioning, proven way to solve this problem. There's option A. Option B is some goo you made in the kitchen that you're going to rub on your knee with no, absolutely zero tests, studies, evidence. successful cases. Nothing but a guy who goes, well, the holistic approach, like, that's all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, and this isn't me saying, oh, you know what? Listen, there are therapeutic, there are reasons people rub like peppermint oil on your back when you're getting a massage, because it really relaxes you, makes you feel good. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'm talking about knee bone cures.
Regrowth,
okay?
Yes.
Yeah, bone, like, ugh, shit. It's like getting your arm cut off and saying, well, look, if I put a little Tabasco sauce under my armpit twice a day, by 3 o'clock, I should have my arm back. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So I'm visualizing the massage therapist right now, and I'm picturing somebody who wears a fanny pack 24/7 and whose kitchen reeks because they have a juicer and they put every single thing that they can get their hands on into that juicer.
Right. And and look, I will be the first to say there are clearly cases where you could say, juicing in this case makes some good sense. Juicing's good for you here. Juicing's good for you.
Hey, I'm a big fan. We've got a juicer ourselves, but,
yeah, but if somebody tells you, Brian, to go put an ounce of vanilla and then make sure you put ground up sneakers, just a half a cup of ground up sneakers in there, and you'll be amazed how much faster of a runner you'll be. You need to go, no, you're lying to me. Go away.
It'll smell horrible. It'll taste horrible, but boy, it'll fix you.
Yeah, like that whole idea. I mean, I get that she's a, here's what I think it boils down to, and this is why I'm frustrated, but I also kind of commiserate with her. I know that she's nervous about it. Right. Mm-hmm. I know that it kind of scares her. Going under the knife is not a thing she wants to do. She comes from a place and time where that's not interesting to her at all. And she doesn't necessarily trust it outright. It's not anything different than me having both my eyes done. But I used that example last night. I said, look, if I had said with my cataracts, well, no, surgeons, what do they know? What do they know about eye fixing eyes? I'm going to go rub some goo on my eyes. I'd be blind today. I would be 100% fully blind in both eyes.
Well, you need to have a massage therapist massage your eyes, and that'll fix the cataract.
Shite, dude. I just was dying. I was dying. Anyway, so stew on that, everybody. If you have some thoughts, let me know. People in the chat room are like, you can't change what people believe in. My point is, it's not a point of faith. It isn't a faith-based thing. We have a thing that works. It's like saying, if I drink water, that's good for me. Or somebody saying, no, that's not for me. You guys take your water science. And I'm just going to go breathe the air in much deeper. I'm going to breathe much deeper because there's water in the air, you know. There's always humidity, and I'm going to get all the water I need.
If I put my face down into a garden and inhale, that's actually just as good as drinking water.
Yeah, plus you're getting all the electrolytes from the... I just can't do it, man. I can't freaking do it. So anyway, I'm frustrated. I'm concerned for this person, and I don't feel like I got any traction yesterday, any traction at all.
Well, and really quickly, no offense to all of our 24/7 fanny pack wearing juice everything kitchen smells horrible fans. One star reviews from our fanny pack wearing juice everything kitchen smells horrible fans.
That's right. 10 years of iTunes podcasting. Don't leave us a bad review. All right. By the way, I was a little frustrated, but, slightly annoyed that the 10 years of iTunes podcasting didn't include me or Coverville.
No.
It didn't even include any Twit stuff until Leo complained, and then they added it.
Oh, really? He complained?
Yeah, he complained. And then they added it? He complained on Twitter. He had some.
Oh, so is that all it takes?
Maybe. It just depends. It was pretty negative what he said. So which I don't like to do on Twitter, so I didn't.
Yeah, no.
Obviously, but
now let them. iTunes was very good to me at the beginning. They showcased Coverville on the front page a lot, and I know the person who worked at Apple who was responsible for that, and I'm very grateful. I don't think they're there anymore, and I'm fine with that.
I even know the guy now. His name's Steve. He's awesome. He's a totally cool guy. Helps us out and does cool things, and we're doing some future promotion stuff, but. It's totally fine.
Let them do their NPR and their Adam Carolla. They know where their bread is buttered.
They really do. They really do. And why wouldn't you, Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Oh, can't blame those guys.
Totally fine with that.
What we do is a strange mix of weird and homegrown, and it's fine.
Yes.
Put that on your knee. It'll help it regrow. All right. Brian, did you like Tiny Bug Man?
I did like Tiny Bug Man.
How was it? So there's a lot of talk about how... from some fans, I think I told you about the one that was so sure it was going to fail. He and I have been having a conversation.
Oh, yeah, right. The email, well, that's going to be the first failure by Marvel or something
like
that.
Yeah, he thinks
right?
it's going to totally tank. He thinks next week it'll drop like a rock, but it did pretty well. We'll talk about that later in the news, but I want to know what you thought of the movie.
I really enjoyed it. I felt like it was, it's way more in line with the Guardians of the Galaxy style than it is with the, you know, with Iron Man or Captain America or Avengers or any of those. It's got a lot of humor elements. I mean, you've got Paul Rudd in the starring role, so you know it's not going to be a straightforward, you know, it's Paul Rudd is basically another Chris Pratt kind of style of character.
They were both on Parks and Recreation too, so there's that.
Oh, Paul Rudd was?
Mm-hmm. Guest star, but he was on there for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, as he should have been.
Yeah, I think just about anybody who was any good was.
That's
if you
true,
go back,
yeah.
There's some Louis C.K. on there and some other people, but yeah.
Sure. I really, really enjoyed it. My aunt, the aforementioned aunt who had her knees worked on, has seen every Marvel movie on opening night because my uncle and I are big Marvel fanboys. So every time there's a Marvel movie, we have to go see it on opening night. Mm-hmm. And she said this was her favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
I really enjoyed it. There is a lot of, there are a lot of Easter eggs hidden in this film that, when you listen, you know, when you catch them, you're like, oh, I know exactly what they're talking about. And of course, you stick around, not just through the credits, but to the end of the credits. Cause again, it's a Marvel movie. So
right.
There will be a treat for you.
Now I hear it's Stan Lee related. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
No.
He's in it though, right? Gets
he's
a cameo.
In it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not at all a spoiler to say that he's not part of the Stingers.
Okay, so is Ant-Man? Okay, so in the comics, we all know Ant-Man becomes, or at some point, behaves as, or partakes in the Avengers program. Is
yes.
he Avengers material? Will he, in your predictive mind, Brian's great future prediction? Can you tell me if Ant-Man will be in a new Avengers movie? At some
yes,
point.
I believe he will.
Okay.
Because there's absolutely reference to that. And so the in the comics, Hank Pym was actually one of the original Avengers. He was Ant-Man, you had Wasp, you had the Hulk, you had Captain America joined a little bit later, Thor, and the original set of Avengers actually included Ant-Man and Wasp.
Wow.
Hank Pym, as you know from the commercials, is not Ant-Man.
No.
You know, it's this new guy, Paul Rudd, playing Scott Lang.
Right.
And it's more like a reference to the current line of the comics with the irredeemable Ant-Man, which is a great series, but more along those lines than it is to the original Marvel history with Ant-Man. Because I think for the most part, you can't really... There's so much history with Hank Pym that you can't go back to what his character was responsible for in the comics. You know, as much of a hero as he was originally, he's a, you know, an arrogant wife-beating a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And
who built Ultron, don't forget, in the comic
correct
story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they basically kind of have to... go back to kind of the newer history as opposed to going way back to the original history.
Well, and I like that they treat it as a separate timeline. It's like the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is considered its own train, its own bag of tricks.
Totally fine with that.
Totally
and there's
cool.
enough, there's enough honor and respect of the original source material as there has been with every Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, not Fantastic Four, that you appreciate it. And as a fan, as a comic fan, I didn't feel any sort of, oh man, they totally changed that. And that didn't need to be changed. And oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
No, everyone's really good. Even Michael Douglas is really good. And there's some, holy cow, are there some great cameos and connections to the other movies and the other parts of the MCU franchise.
Great. So Howard the Duck confirmed. Got it.
Confirmed.
Is the Wasp in this?
You don't want me to tell you
okay,
that.
Okay, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
You don't want me to tell you that.
Okay, is there a cute small lady with wings in it?
You don't want me to tell you that either.
Oh, okay. That might be the same question.
I'm not saying anything. You're not going to get any spoilers, confirmation, or denial out of me, sir.
I'm interested in it, so I will see it. We didn't have time. This weekend was crazy. I'm not sure when I'm going to have time, honestly, but I'm going to try to fit it in and get in there and see it.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's really worth it. We didn't see it in 3D, but from what I hear, even the 3D is really well done in it. There's, you know, you've got ants and crap flying around, right? You've got lots of 3D Honey, I Shrunk the Kids kind of business
sure.
to see. So,
Okay, so there's my big final question. Did they create the, when he's small and the world is big, did that come off as because there's a spotty history of that in Hollywood where it doesn't quite capture the imagination you'd hope it would. Do they do that here?
I think they do that very well. There's a scene in the previews that you see where he's in a shower and he shrinks down, and not only is everything big, right? You know, like you're seeing the drain and it's huge, but they do something cool with the perspective where it's like, all right, this is kind of probably what it would feel like if you were that size, mm-hmm. not just seeing everything huge, but seeing this kind of different vertigo perspective of the way things look.
Kind of a bug's eye view.
Almost bug eye. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost, like I wouldn't say fisheye lens kind of thing, but very different view that you'd get being that size. And so I think they did really well with that.
Because that kind of stuff fascinates me. Just the concept of being tiny.
Yes.
Is really cool, and so I'm glad to hear they pulled that off. Well, I'll see it, and then
And if I have any, I almost don't want to say it. If I do have one minor complaint, and I kind of had the same complaint with Ronan in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, villains two dimensional? Is that the deal?
Yeah, kind of.
Really? Who's our villain here? I don't even know.
What's the guy's name? The character name is Yellow Jacket.
Well, I want it to be MODOK, but I know it's not.
MODOK too, right? Yeah. MODOK or...
So Yellow Jacket's the villain?
Yellow Jacket's the villain.
Okay. And who's he played by? Do we know the actor?
Yeah. I'm trying to pull that up because it's not... It wasn't a name that I... Peter Russo? Oh, yeah. Darren Cross is the character. Mm-hmm. Peter Russo is the actor. And he's got... It's funny because when Randy mentioned Billy Zane...
Yeah.
On FilmSec, there is a little bit of a Billy Zane kind of feel to this guy.
Oh, all right. Pulling out the Billy Zane. I like it.
Yeah.
I like Billy Zane.
But Stoll is what Natrino is saying.
Oh, different person. Well, there you go.
Darren Cross is the character.
Well, there's your Nerd Minute here on the show. Yes. I'm sure we'll have more Nerd Minutes with Steven coming up a little bit later. In the meantime, let's play a little game called Stump a Trek Nerd. We'll start it by playing this theme song here. It is Stump a Trek Nerd, and it's brought to you by...
New to Hearthstone? Need a friendly place to get your footing? Or maybe you're an old pro and you want to learn a few new tricks while making some friends along the way? In either case, pull up a chair, because the Hearthaholics are here! Join Andre, Billy, and Brian as they use a combination of odd humor, cunning insight, and dumb luck to discuss their way to making themselves, and hopefully you, better Hearthstone players. Check them out on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or their website at whalesarewhales.com/hearthaholics. And I think it might be Andres. Andres, Billy, and Brian. I think I said Andre, but
yeah.
Andres. Whales are whales is spelled out. Don't use, it's not like whales are us, where you put the R alone and backwards.
Oh, A-R-E, you mean.
A-R-E. Whales are whales.
Sounds good to me. Daryl, are you there?
Oh, I am.
I knew you were because I could hear your beard. Daryl's the Trek nerd. Daryl Skeels comes on the show, does hard trivia questions about Star Trek. We always enjoy ourselves when he does that. And today's no different. Daryl, how was your weekend? Everything fine? Everything good?
Oh, yeah. I played lots of a game recommended to me by Brian, who probably doesn't like this game anymore now.
What is it? Why don't I like this game? Because you're the first person to beat me?
What is it?
It's that Capitals game I recommended on TMS PM.
Yeah, I've been playing it. I'm terrible. I'm really bad.
You know, when you're playing against somebody new, the first thing that you see them do, the big mistake is they try to build off of your territory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their territory will only expand when they build off of their own territory. So make sure that, you know, when you're the red character, you're building on the red territory to expand your space.
Yeah. And the hard part is knowing how many letters you need to have for it to affect one of the pieces to be your color.
Well, as long as it's contiguous to your territory, it will expand your color.
Oh, so if there's still, because there's a T in the way of me. I'm looking at this one. Sorry, that makes no sense what I just said. But
yeah,
let me
If you try and use letters, and you kind of have to. I mean, you can't just build words that are only attached to your territory. Look at this nerdy game talk.
Yeah.
You know, you do kind of have to expand out, but my strategy is to, you know, is to build up a good defense around my capital by building words right around it, and then try and reach out to the closest point I can get to their capital to open up a chance for a free turn.
It's all very neat.
My strategy
it's all very
is just,
distressing.
Yeah. My strategy is just kill you before you can do any of that.
Jeez.
That'll surely work. Well, anyway, it's a fun game. People should play it.
It's a blast.
Daryl, let's do your hard trivia question. It is next generation related, and it's from the episode The Price. Okay? The Price. Yes. The Federation of Ferengi are bidding on the rights to a stable wormhole. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, something fell and I didn't know what it was. A stable wormhole. The Ferengi try to position the Federation negotiator, Mendoza. For real? Wow. One of them distills poison using what Ferengi body chemical? So they made a poison out of a Ferengi body chemical, or at least it was part of the concoction.
Ew.
I know, gross. Was it A, cytoplasm, B, amino acids, C, cellular peptides, or D, blood pyrocytes? Pyrocytes. Oh. That's right. Blood pyrocytes. That sounds like fire. That's weird. Anyway, cytoplasm, amino acids, cellular peptides, or blood pyrocytes. I'd like you to think real hard about that. But before you answer, we got this.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
All right. That's what fell. I got to grab my bag. Hold on.
And don't forget, we have a mashup, too.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's play that before we open this. I forgot about that. These are always scary to me. Here you go. Here's a mashup from Ice Worm. They're just not... Rubbing the cheese for me. What? What does that even mean?
You didn't have to clean up the hotel room after you.
Right. Who left a smelly poo in room 400?
Lift over the bed and left a smelly poo.
A smelly poo. It is irrumotic. What would I say? Irrumotic.
Irrumotic.
Irrumotic syndrome.
It's like against the law to think you're the shit. I'll tell you who's not a good babysitter.
A pimp. What? All right.
That was a great ending.
Yeah, it was all right. I like that. I don't remember Wendy saying that. That cracked me up. All right. So we're going to eat these things Brian bought back from Japan. They're Kit Kats, and they're minor melted, but they are still fine. They're still fine. I don't have a preference here, although the one with all the writing on it seems interesting. That isn't showing an actual Kit Kat logo in the middle, but instead a word bubble with a bunch of Japanese characters.
Let's see if I can figure out which one that is.
The background.
Are there any colors to it?
Yeah, background's green plaid. And her word bubble is yellow.
I wonder if that's not the one that you have to... It says check.
Where?
This is the one you want to cook in the toaster oven before
Never mind then. Put that to the side. Sorry. You're right.
Yeah, we should figure out when we want to do that. Because I bet you... Daryl, do you have access to a toaster oven at work?
Probably not.
I don't even think I have a toaster oven.
You know, why don't we just eat this then?
All right, let's just eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw the toaster oven.
Put it, rest it on a hot studio light bulb or something.
All right, let's open it. It says check above her head. Check!
Yes.
It's weird. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's white. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mine looks like a soap because it's melted.
Oh, it smells pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not... Well, hold on. I'm starting to change my mind on that. It's a little strong.
Really?
Yeah, all right, here we go. Let's try it. I don't know.
I like it.
It's like eating soap.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
It's
that
kind
tastes and eats like soap.
Kind of a yogurt, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, like a little... Not sour, but I don't know what, like when you're eating bread and you have sourdough versus regular bread.
There is lemon involved, and I think that's what you're tasting. It is a lemon custard creme brulee flavor.
Oh, okay, it's the custard.
I like it.
It's the custard. That's what's getting me. It's okay. Yeah, it's not. It's not the worst thing I've had there.
No English on this bag whatsoever, except for the words Nestle, Kit Kat, and check.
Yeah, we don't know what else is in it. There's a giant warning thing on the back. What does that mean?
Yeah, the picture definitely appears to be a creme brulee.
Oh, yeah. What's that warning? Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at that.
Are we supposed to not eat this?
No, the warning is
for external
when
use
you
only.
Put it in the when you put it in the toaster oven, you know, don't like leave it in the toaster oven for too long. If you look at the back of this bag,
yeah,
it is covered with like instructions on how to cook this thing.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, that's on the big master bag, isn't it?
It is the big master bag.
Yeah, master bag. Who runs Bada Town? Master bag. So on the back it says, "Have a break, have a Kit Kat," and that's your. I think you mentioned that one, but that's all the English there is.
Yeah, there's really not.
Wow.
Nothing else on this one.
All right, there you go.
It speaks with its flavor.
Daryl, speak to us with your flavor regarding today in Trek history.
Oh, let's see what happened. On this day, 1967, it was the fifth day of filming on the TOS episode "The Apple," and many red shirts died to bring us this episode.
Mm, is that did Marple? Was it Marples?
Yeah,
Marple.
That's the one.
Marple died. All right. He's a famous one, isn't he? Kind of the epitome of the red shirt.
Yeah.
For a lot of people. Yeah. That must be a great thing to have as, on your resume. Is Marple still with us? Is he dead?
I think he's
oh,
around.
You mean the actor?
Yeah.
The actor, I think so, but I'm not totally sure.
I'm going to look real quick. Trek Marple. Here he is. Oh. He was played by a dude. It doesn't say. Wow, that's a terrible Star Trek wiki, man. There's a wiki here that just says he was a security personnel and was killed as part of the Enterprise landing party on Gamma. They're treating it like it really happened, and there's no actor name. That's terrible. All right, never mind. Forget it. Daryl, back to the thing here. It's the Next Generation episode. It's The Price, right? You know the one. Mm-hmm. Ferengi's trying to get the stable wormhole thing. Was this all... this may have been a lead-up to DS9.
It seems like it, right? Because of the...
could have been.
Stable wormhole?
Yeah. I can't remember what the deal was, how they transitioned that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they're trying to poison the Federation, and they used one of their own body chemicals. Ugh. Freaking gross. To help poison him. Was it cytoplasm? Was it amino acids? Was it cellular peptides? Or was it a blue... Or what am I saying? Was it blood pyrocytes?
Oh, let's see. There's two cyto things here. That's the pyrocytes and the cytoplasm.
Mm-hmm. You see a connection there?
I kind of... One of them is a distraction and one of them is real, I think. Which means amino and cellular are out.
Okay.
So it's just between these two and which one's real and which is the distraction.
Yeah. A and D.
Yeah. And I think cytoplasm is the distraction because who the heck would know anything about whatever this other thing is? Well, wait a minute. That kind of works backwards. Now I'm totally confused. So whatever his plan was has worked.
All right, good.
So I'm gonna choose. No, I'll just go with what I first thought, which was
which one was
blood
it?
Pyrocytes.
Blood pyrocytes is what you first thought. All right,
well, I guess. Well, it's probably wrong.
It's fine. Now let's. Well, you know, you never know. So let's find out. Here we go. Is it that?
Congratulations.
Oh, it is. It
oh,
is.
Wow.
You're a winner.
They distill Damon Goss's blood pyrocytes. The compound has no effect on Ferengis, but it causes allergic reactions in others. Here's a clip of that whole thing going down.
A distillation of your own blood pyrocytes. Harmless to you. Undetectable by the ship's biofilters. But when absorbed through your victim's skin, it will provoke an extreme allergic reaction.
I'd say it's time to extend the hand of the Ferengi to the representative of the Federation.
They hadn't gotten good yet at how to deal with the teeth apparatus.
Yeah, that's exactly what made me laugh.
They sound like mouthfuls of like saltine crackers when they
right.
Talk.
It's like I'm a professional announcer, but I can't talk with these things in my mouth.
There were times, though, that even on Deep Space Nine, that Armin Shimerman's brother was talking like he had a mouthful of... baked Kit Kats.
What's his name? Not Nod. Was it?
Nog.
Nog. Yeah. Stupid. Nog. Everyone needs a sidekick. Sidekick Ferengi.
Goofy brother sidekick.
Yep. All right, Daryl, good job. You did it. Way to go. Monday's a good day for you. Daryl's a Trek nerd on Twitter. He's also at ThisWeekInTrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. He will now present us with a question and try to stump us in some manner. Go ahead.
Okay. There's lots of these, so I'll just keep going. Is this an actual TOS episode title in Japanese or an anime title?
All right, here's your theme. All right.
Madman come from Demon Island.
Madman come from Demon Island. Madman come from Demon Island. He sounds like come to Jamaica.
Right. Come from Demon Island, man. I can't think of a TOS episode where that would be a description.
Yeah.
So I think I'd lean more towards anime.
I do too, because this one sounds yeah, there aren't connections to the Trek world in mm-hmm. this one. And usually we can find some remnant there. So yeah, I'm gonna agree with Brian and we're gonna say it's an anime title.
This is the Japanese title for the episode Dagger of the Mind.
Damn it.
Star Trek.
Wait, hold on. What happened in that episode? Give me a synopsis.
It's where the crazy Madman came from Demon Island. Yeah. The crazy guy with the, you know, the light that goes.
Yeah. And, but wait, did he come from an island?
No, it was just a planet, but well, whatever. Close enough.
Freaking Japanese. What are they doing over there with this?
Do they not have a word for planet?
Yeah. That's garbage. I don't buy it. Konnichiwa or something. All right, what are we doing? News.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
All right, it's the news, and it's brought to you by
Hebrew National Kosher Dogs.
We had those last night, and they were fantastic.
Those are good.
Yeah, they're real good. Although
a little K with a circle symbol right there on the bag.
Although I have some Southern family who, as soon as somebody said the name of it, he goes, "Yeah, that stuff's good. You know, the Jews are pretty good, but don't tell our president that." I just still don't know what he meant. I didn't.
The Jews are pretty good, but don't tell our president that.
Yeah, I didn't have any idea what he meant, and I didn't engage to find out further. It sounded like a baiting question or a baiting statement to try to get people talking.
Right. Oh man, it's what's great about that statement.
Yeah.
Is it's like the 1-2 punch. Like you're so dazed from the first part that you're completely confused by the time the second part rolls around.
Yep. Yep. Here's my other favorite thing that happened yesterday. So that happened, right? Then. Yeah. Somebody's kid had a toy gun, and it didn't have any Nerf darts in it, but normally has like Nerf darts in it. It's kind of like a little crossbow gun.
Yeah.
And he's just going bang, bang, shooting it around. And this same person goes, careful. You give him a fake gun, he might become a radical militant. He's basically a pro-gun guy.
Gotcha. Like he's saying that.
He's
playing up the sarcasm angle. Like, that's what happens. The politicians, what the Democrats will have you believe.
Totally. And then what happened? Is the kid marched right over to grandma, held the gun up to her face, point blank, about 2 inches away, and fired.
Wow.
And if that had had a little rubber thing in there, she'd have had one right in the eyeball. Jeez. My point was, maybe be better at teaching him how to even use the toy better before you start rattling off stuff like...
How about you throw a football with that kid once in a while, huh?
I love my family. It's just, sometimes stuff comes up. What else is going on? Look at this here. A doctor has grafted a hand to a man's leg. No, his name was not Dr. Nick Riviera, by the way.
Hello, everybody.
In fact, there's even a line in The Simpsons where he goes, "It's my old friend Ned with a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg," he said. Dr. grafts a hand to a man's leg for a month to keep it alive. Surgeons in China. Dang it. I got to have that more handy, dude.
Please do.
Where is it?
Really disappointed.
I know, me too. Hold on. Here it is.
China!
There we go.
There you go.
Doctor in China has restored the use of a hand severed in an industrial accident by grafting it onto a man's ankle for a month. Brian, click that link and you'll see it.
Okay.
Before reattaching it to his arm, the groundbreaking surgery was carried out at the Changsha, something like that, capital of Hunan province. In central China, a worker named only as Mr. Zhao or Zhu.
Ah.
I know. It's weird. He lost his left hand when it was completely severed by a spinning blade machine at the factory where he worked. The injuries to his arm were so severe that the surgical team, headed by Dr. Tang Zhuo Zheng Hospital, believed time had to be allowed for nerves and tendons to heal, so he attached it to that part of his leg and saved it, I guess.
Wow.
So I don't know how much use he has of it now. But
saved by Clive Barker, MD.
Yep. It's pretty horrific looking. Here,
it
chat.
Looks like that hand is just going to crawl out and start tickling the foot.
Yeah, you guys see that? That's just, ugh. Here, let me get it up again. I want to look at it. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Great science.
Do you think he'd wake up going, oh, damn it, what's wrong with my leg?
Oh, my leg itches.
There is a hand there. Oh, and the x-ray is really weird looking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway. The operation lasted 10 hours. The hand was reattached to his arm later. Patient can already move his fingers slightly, but more rehabilitation will be needed before he regains full use of his hand. But it says here he may gain real full use. Wow. Check this out. Chinese surgeons have previously reattached a woman's fingers following a work accident. So they've had some good luck with this.
I think where did they put those? Where did they grow those out of?
out of her upper lip, kind of Zoidberg style. She just had these fingers.
No way.
No, I'm kidding. I mean,
oh, that'd be awesome. Though.
That would be great.
I found a sandwich in the dumpster.
See here. We talked about Ant-Man. Let's talk about it a tad bit more.
Sure.
It has topped the box office over the weekend with a $58 million opening deal. Second place went to Trainwreck, also opening with a $30.2 million box office take. That's your Judd Apatow business there.
Your Amy Schumer.
Yeah, Amy Schumer written.
Had 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes when there were three people reviewing it. How's it doing now?
Let's take a look. I've heard pretty good things about it. It doesn't sound like my kind of thing.
Sure.
Let's see here. I don't think Rotten Tomatoes is accurate. What's happening here?
85% says Rotten Tomatoes.
That's pretty good. Hey, Pixels is coming next weekend, you know.
That's our big moneymaker, Scott.
Uh-huh. That's our big chance to get back in the lead.
That's right. Well, at least back in good graces.
The problem with that is it's not being reviewed yet, so there are no reviews for it yet. But I don't see why do I not see the reviews for Ant-Man here? I don't know what my deal is. It's not showing up for me.
You got to scroll down to certified fresh picks. It's the very bottom row.
All right, there we go. Oh, 79. Not bad, Ant-Man.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
It's worth seeing, people. Go see it.
How's Evangeline Lilly in there?
She's great.
Yeah?
She's really, really good. And, I guess I don't want to say, again, don't want to say too much, but she's a very intriguing character.
How's Hayley Atwell?
She's good.
Okay.
You can pretty much guess who she might be playing.
Well, she's from The Winter Soldier, so I have to think she's in that character.
Yeah.
How's,
Yeah, I won't say more than that because you're not making the connection to who she usually plays. So.
I think she's plays... Hold on.
Oh, dang it. No, I didn't want you to delve deeper.
Am I giving away who... Oh, I know who she is.
Of course you do.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yes.
I don't feel too spoiled about that. That's fine.
No.
Anyway, did really well, made a bunch of money, and there you go. It is the number one, this serves as the 12th number one debut for Marvel, so they've done 12 of these in a row.
Wow.
Following movies like Avengers and Iron Man 3, which brought in 207.4 and 174.1, respectively, tracking services initially projected 60 to 65, with the
so
production.
It came up a little bit short of expectations, but...
Sure.
Totally... Totally. Hey, you know what? 58 million. Yeah. Nothing to sneeze at.
We'll take it. Trainwreck is another big win for Universal. They've done pretty well this year. Also, don't forget these guys did Jurassic World, Furious 7, Pitch Perfect 2, 50 Shades of Grey, and of course, Minions, which won a huge record the other day and is, by all accounts, terrible.
Oh, no. Really?
Nobody likes that Minions movie. It's bad, I guess.
That's a bummer because the preview... didn't look horrible. It looked like it could be kind of funny. Like there are some really funny ideas to it.
Well, the first two movies are they're only great because the Minions are in them, right? Yeah. So you thought,
Steve Carell's good.
He's all right. He's okay.
He's all right. But the Minions are the stars of those movies.
Sure. So.
So
you'd think, let's turn around and make a whole movie about nothing but Minions might be a good idea. But maybe you need some other stuff to offset that.
Yeah.
So it's not too much, you know? I don't know. Brian Dunaway, a good friend of the program, Brian Dunaway. Said he fell asleep He's so bored, he said.
Wow,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, he didn't like it. So anyway, there's that. Donald Trump in the news. You might be familiar with Donald Trump, Brian.
I might have heard of this guy. Might be familiar, yes.
Yeah, he's got some stuff to do and say. He says dumb things like...
stupid.
That. He says that. And China.
China!
That's all he says.
Does he... I don't even know. Does he even like China?
He doesn't like China, I don't think. But let me ask him.
I like China.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've had it I had it backwards.
Our mistake.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. We stand corrected.
Yeah. He knows what we have in this country.
We have losers. Oh. We have losers.
Okay, great.
Aw.
He says he doesn't owe John McCain an apology for a comment he made the other day.
Oh, jeez.
He said the other day that a billionaire GOP candidate, Donald Trump, said Sunday he won't apologize to John McCain for saying he was only a war hero, quote, because he was captured. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured, he says.
Like, I like people who weren't captured.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally what he said. I heard the clip.
Yeah, that is quite possibly the dumbest thing you could say. I like people who weren't captured.
Yeah, I like people who weren't captured in the war, as if somehow that made them more heroic or something. Unlike him, who basically paid his way out of getting drafted and going,
right?
Which is nice. Sure. Anyway, when they asked if he was going to apologize, because people are freaking out on both sides of the aisle. People are real pissed about him talking this way. I mean, say what you want about McCain, you know, his politics or his leadership skills or any of that.
Points of view or whatever. But
that dude went through some stuff, man. And I think to talking smack about that is tantamount to you being a huge, giant dick.
Yeah. And, you know, as much as, again, people on both sides of the aisle respect people who served in the military, whether they were captured or not.
Yeah.
For him to say that is so disrespectful.
It is. But you know what? I also found out somebody on the far left who said almost the exact same thing. And it was SNL's, what's his name? Freaking, who's the senator
not
now?
Al Franken.
Al Franken said this back in 2000. He said the exact same thing about
About McCain basically saying that he's only popular because he was captured?
I can't remember. Al Franken, hold on. Franken, McCain, captured. I got to find this. It's a kind of a terrible quote. 15 years ago, quote from Franken. I got to find it, though. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Okay, here we go. I doubt I would cross the line and vote Republican. I have tremendous respect for... This is when McCain was running in 2000, right? Says, I have tremendous respect for McCain, but I don't buy the war hero thing. Anybody can be captured. I thought the idea was to capture them. As far as I'm concerned, he sat out the war. Oh, dude.
Jeez.
Dude, Al Franken.
I sat it out in a little box.
What an a-hole, dude.
Wow.
Eat both of you guys. Knock it off. This is jackassery. It's not nice either way.
Jack Lope asked, what about John Kerry and his purple hearts? And I said, well, Trump likes hearts that aren't purple.
Yeah. Trump likes hearts that are red, bleeding.
That's right. You know, I like hearts that aren't purple. Yeah. They're huge.
Yeah, they're huge. Huge. I only paid $3 for this website. Done. let's see. Enough of him. I want to get a clip of him doing that quote, though. In fact, I bet I could find it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone will find that for me and give it to me. Woman is in the news. We got a woman in the news. She has delivered her own baby, and her husband drove and filmed it the entire time in the car.
Oh.
I know. It's a real sweet story. A woman gave birth to her third child in the front seat of her car after her water broke unexpectedly. Isn't that how it always
for
goes?
For sale. Slightly crummy Acura Integra.
Yeah.
slightly stained Acura Integra.
I like that you went to Acura Integra.
I was trying to think of a good middle of the road kind of pedestrian automobile. Yeah, I didn't want to say.
It's the one that makes people think they're a little more fancy than their friends, even though they're kind of not really. I like that. That was a good pick. It's why like monkey is funny, but like simian isn't. You know
exactly.
Yeah.
Kumquat, very funny.
Yeah. It's a skill to know what word to use. Anyway. A woman gave birth to her third child front seat of the car when her water popped. The woman and her husband had already been en route to a birthing center near Houston for 45 minutes when the baby just could not wait any longer. Once it became clear that they weren't going to make it to the center, the husband helped the mother take off her seatbelt and her pants and manages to keep driving. Then she does the damn thing. And what? Then she does the damn thing? That's what it says.
Then she does the damn thing.
Then she does the damn thing and delivers her baby, a 10-pound boy. Oh, my gosh. In under a minute. Dude, who is this person? Awe-inspiring, if mildly terrifying. The whole time you'd wish they would just pull over. Not bad for these clearly seasoned pros. You can see the video below. So I'm going to play a little bit of this.
I'm watching this.
Yeah. So apparently he filmed the whole thing. Like you would. You're a dad. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Why? Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Whoops. Oh, God. God, the other video automatically plays, is completely pointless.
There it goes. Yeah. Okay. Jeez, Louise. All right, I'm going to hit play here. We're going to see what audio we got.
Weekend complex weekend update there at the top.
She's talking about a foot. She sees a foot.
Oh, no.
Well, that's good.
Okay, I got a quick comment.
The real business starts at about 159.
I've had three kids. Yeah. She doesn't seem all that worked up. Let me jump ahead. 159,
why
you say?
Is he... What made him start the video like 3 minutes before any of this was happening?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Oh, it hurts so bad.
Oh my gosh, dude. Now this is all very familiar to me. Oh, this poor couple. I'm starting to feel bad for him. All right, I'm going to skip ahead.
Yeah. Can we use the cigarette lighter to cut the umbilical cord?
All right, about 2 minutes 14. Do you want me to stop or do you want me to keep going?
Keep going. All right.
Dude, she is a hero.
No kidding. Oh. Thank you for filming it, husband.
It's a boy.
Instead of pulling over and maybe helping.
Yeah, he's too relaxed. I'm not comfortable with
staged. This is totally staged.
It feels a little staged. Is it staged? Well, that's a baby.
That's definitely a baby.
A little purple baby.
Yeah, and she had it tucked in somewhere under her outfit.
Have an A1 day, the car place will say later. Wow. All right. That was intense. 10-pound boy. That was a big kid. You could see it.
Yeah. No kidding.
Holy crap.
His head is resting on the glove compartment practically.
Good Lord, man. Well, there's that. Wow. I didn't expect to see all that. I don't know what I thought I was going to get there. But boy, if that video doesn't go slightly viral, I don't know what will.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the part of the show where we're going to take a quick break and some music. Before we do, though, I'm going to pause for a quick break. Hey, you guys, did I tell you that today's show is brought to you by Casper at Casper.com? Oh, man, Casper, online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the cost. You've been to one of those showrooms. You've seen how expensive it is. You don't want to lay on that thing because there's people watching. You don't know who's been there before. It's no fun, man. They're revolutionizing mattress industry stuff by cutting the cost and dealing with resellers and showrooms and all that stuff. They're passing the savings of not having to deal with those middlemen directly to you, the consumer. They have these amazing mattresses, obsessively engineered, all at a fair price. Two technologies at play here, latex and memory foam. They come together for better night's sleep and brighter days. I have one, and I love it. Brought right to my door, by the way. 100-day free period of testing. You just get to try it for 100 days. They send it straight to your door. You try it, and if you like it, you keep it. And if in 100 days you don't, you send it back, no questions asked. All these mattresses made right here in the USA. Here's what you need to do. Go to casper.com/morningstream, all right? And get an additional $50 off by using that URL. That's casper.com/morningstream, and enter the code morningstream. $50 off, already an incredible price. That's casper.com/morningstream and the offer code morningstream. All right, and we're back. Brian, let's do some music for the fine listeners. Did you bring anything? You got anything there?
I did.
Okay.
Adele, aka Sweeney Todd in the Tadpool, wrote in to say, I'm writing to request a song. Oh, yeah, by the way, I should probably tell you that if you want to get a request in, don't email it anymore. We don't get those anymore. Yeah. You want to go to tinyurl.com/TMS requests. That's tinyurl.com/TMS requests. And there's a form you fill out. Very easy, simple form. And that goes right into my little planning spreadsheet. So nice. Do it that way, please, all right. People. All right. Adele, a.k.a. Sweeney Todd, did it the right way. And her message says, I'm writing to request a song to commemorate the 4th anniversary of when my husband and I first became a couple, July 20th, 2011. It's been a whirlwind of time, 2 kids, marriage, and an across-country move from Austin to his hometown of Pittsburgh. I just wanted to remind him that despite some of the chaos we've waded through, I'm glad we took that first step. Tuesday Morning by the Pogues reminds me of us whenever I hear it, so a cover of that would be fine, but Sean is also a fan of a local Pittsburgh band, the Clarks, so a cover of them, a cover by them or of them is okay too. Pittsburgh's the city of construction and snow, yo. Let me try one more time. Pittsburgh's the city of construction and snow, yo. Signed, Adele, a.k.a. Sweeney Todd.
Nice.
All right, Tuesday Morning by the Pogues, probably their biggest commercial single, the Pogues, and have got a great cover of it from a 2008 collection called Under the Influence Volume 2 by a band called Whiskey and Company. And there's kind of a little bit of a 10,000 Maniacs, Natalie Merchant vibe to this. It's Tuesday Morning by the band Whiskey and Company.
All right, here it is. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
see a ball quite like this? The Nerfles, Officer Bob, Speedy, Frankie, and Scratch, each sold separately.
So much fun to clown around, to change and rearrange around.
To bounce and up and roll around.
Yes, Nerfles are a ball to be around.
They switch around, they spin around.
Nerfles turn your day around.
Yes, Nerfles are a ball to be around.
The Nerfles, oops, the Nerfles, Officer Bob, Speedy, Frankie, and Scratch, each sold separately from Parker Brothers.
Computer.
The Morning Stream. Better than dog butt flung poo.
All right, we're back.
Hello, all right.
Welcome back. Lovely. Right. Lovely song.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
Always, always fun. Those yeah. Pogues.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain one bit. Like the Pogues.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little Stephen Schleicher time.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Some time with Steven.
I wonder if he saw it, man.
Yeah, I wonder if he did. And I think he did, because I think his son did a little video reaction thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we can see what his take was. Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
We appear to have locked. All right, we're back, everybody. Sorry. Small delay. Things happen. Stuff happens. What do? You just live. You live on.
Yeah.
I got to call Apple again. I think it's RAM now. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I just work here. Frick. Here's this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Mr. Steven Schleicher from MajorSpoilers.com. Hello, Steven.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing good.
Excited to see you in a week and a half or something.
Yay. Next Wednesday. We'll be there too. Late Wednesday, though.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's good, though. You guys have a nice big buffer time. I don't even get there till Thursday morning.
What?
I know. They don't let me. I don't have a room yet, is why. But
the problem is, if we left Thursday, we wouldn't get there until like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night on Thursday.
Yeah, you don't want that. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
So we'll be there Thursday, putting up stuff, setting up, whatever, getting ready for the big hangout that night, and then off we go. Another year. Boom.
Yay.
Bing, bam, boom. Steven Schleicher is the purveyor of all good things at MajorSpoilers.com. Comes on the show on Monday mornings and talks about what's been happening in the world of comic books, pop culture, and beyond.
Yeah.
Did you see? You saw Ant-Man, yeah?
We did see Ant-Man. It was really a lot of fun. I liked it much better than the second Avengers movie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so, and that seems to be the general consensus around here. Mm-hmm. Although I did ask Mason, which did he prefer, since Jurassic World was his favorite movie of all time,
mm-hmm.
Which was better, Ant-Man or Jurassic World, and he could not decide.
Couldn't pick. Wow.
He says, I love them both so much.
You know what? To be his age would be so great.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because everything's magic, man. Like, nothing's bad. All this stuff is great. We nitpick it as adults. We just want to tear it apart and have problems with little things. But, man, kids, they're just into it.
Yeah.
Which is great. Well, it's good to have you here. Let's talk about what's been happening. It's been a couple of interesting weeks because we had all that Comic-Con stuff spill out. And I don't even know I think we talked a little bit about it, but the sudden shift from who cares to a lot of excitement for Suicide Squad has been interesting.
Oh, yeah. And that was well played by Warner Brothers, I think.
I think so, too. I think they did pretty well there. There was some leaked footage for the Warcraft movie that looked like somebody's cell phone, like the stuff Brian hates. He wouldn't have blasted.
I'm not going to watch it. Yeah.
I haven't watched it either because everybody said it was pretty crappy.
I had to watch it because I got to talk about it on the show, but it's...
No, you've encouraged them to keep doing it.
I know, but I have the instance has to go on, and I have to at least be able to speak to it. I didn't watch the entire thing. I can say that from what I can tell, the orc stuff looks pretty neat. That's all I'll say.
Cool.
So there's that. We should get something in November, I guess, for that. Tell me about Justice Society characters appearing on Arrowverse Arrow stuff and what's happening there.
So there's some interesting casting things that have come out in the last couple of days regarding The Flash and Arrow over on the Warner Brothers CW channel. Over on the Arrow side, they have cast Echo Cullen, I think is his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Echo Kellum has been cast as Mr. Terrific for season 4. He'll actually appear in the second episode. There's no word if he's a recurring character or if it's just a one-time appearance, but Mr. Terrific is a super genius and goes on to right wrongs. Mm. Now, he was not one of the founding members of the original Justice Society, but in the most recent years, he has become the leader of the Justice Society. So that's the first thing that we see. And then while they were shooting The Flash, and I don't know what episode they were on, probably the second episode, because or the first episode even, fans got a look at WWE wrestler Adam Copeland wearing a funky mask, and then someone finally pointed out, oh, that's the Adam Smasher mask. And sure enough, they did share that he would be playing Adam Smasher on an upcoming episode of The Flash.
Wow.
Adam Smasher is also a member of the Justice Society, which makes me wonder how many more. We've got Hawkman, Hawk Girl coming up with DC Legends of Tomorrow, and it makes me wonder how many more JSA members we're going to see in the next season.
This is their way of marveling out this thing, man.
Well, you know, they really can't do a Justice League on television. I mean, they could, but talk about brand confusion. It's already bad enough with two Flashes going up here in the next year or so. But if they wanted to do a superhero team, Justice Society has just as good of stories and characters as the Justice League. And that's the way you could get your superhero team on television.
Have we heard casting about The Flash in the Justice League movie? Do we know if they're going to just use this guy?
Yeah, that's Ezra. What's his name? Ezra Miller, I believe, is his name.
Oh, so not this kid from the show then?
No, which is unfortunate. And of course, it leads to this whole thing, and kind of a spoiler if you haven't watched the ending of the first season of The Flash. There's a little bit of interdimensional travel going on in the next season. And I keep saying season two, Earth 2, and it looks like at least we're getting some of that already. With some of this Justice Society stuff starting to pop up.
Yeah.
And so, in my guess is that the DC Cinematic Universe is its whole different universe, just like Gotham is its own different universe. Constantine, though, they've been teasing that they're trying to get him to appear in Arrow in the next season. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that will happen or not.
Been hearing that, yeah.
Let's hope it's Keanu Reeves. That'd be great.
Keanu Reeves.
Can you give us just a brief overall over-under on who the Justice Society is? Because it's pretty vague, right?
Like that's... So in the Golden Age, the Justice Society was the original Justice League. It had, I can't name all of it. I know it had Superman, Martian Manhunter, the Spectre. It had the Atom, which was the precursor to Atom Smasher. Hawk Girl, Hawkman, and Dr. Fate, I believe, were the original members.
No Batman.
I don't think Batman was in the original Justice Society until much later. I could be wrong on that one.
Well, he had to fight him in his armor first, and then they got to be buddies. Right.
Yeah, and so then it was, that went on for a long time. And then when the Silver Age happened, you had the Justice League. They started doing these crossovers between Earth 1 and Earth 2, where the Justice League and the Justice Society once a year would team up in the annual and have a big adventure. And then Justice Society kind of went away and has popped back up again in the last couple of years as being very popular. I think the most recent Justice Society has been going on, I want to say, about 7 years, like that.
Wow.
Yeah, and then, of course, they've got the whole Earth 2 series that DC has been putting out, and that is focusing on Justice League characters from, or Justice Society characters from Earth 2.
Huh. All right, well, there you go.
It's pretty complicated to get into it in a little bite-sized morsel there. But
well, it actually makes me think of how The Watchmen, which was mm-hmm. always kind of a send-up of our
the Charlton
archetypes.
Comic
sure, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they had the same sort of thing, right? They had The Watchmen. Right. Before that, they had the whatever they were called.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a similar thing. It's like this quaint 50s era, shiny superhero sort of league.
Yeah.
But I'm all in on that kind of idea. And it's interesting that they're going to be injecting that into the.
I hope they are. But I mean, they could just be characters. But I think that they're going to be pushing for more of another team show coming up.
If you're a Simpsons fan, good news, everybody. You can buy some Duff beer finally.
Legally.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
Apparently,
and
there's a bunch
of beer.
Yeah,
it's actual beer. Apparently, in other countries, there are a bunch of knockoff beers that are using the Duff Beer name, even though it's not sanctioned by Fox. But they say that they will officially license Duff Beer going forward. First in Chile and more South American and European countries. They say it's a premium lager.
Hmm.
It's got a good balance of flavor and freshness to it. It's fairly golden in color.
Mm.
It's got a hint of fruit to it.
There was a thing a few years ago where 7-Eleven was doing a tie-in with the Simpsons movie,
yes.
And they had Duff beer, but it was a soda.
Yeah, no, it was. It wasn't Duff. It was the actual soda in
the
universe. Yeah, because a friend of mine bought me some, and I set a can up on my filing cabinet.
Uh-huh.
And a year later, I went to move it, and it had corroded out of the can and had fused itself to the filing cabinet. It's pretty gross. We could never get it off. It was the weirdest, grossest thing.
Oh, man. Well, Buzz Cola. That's right. Cola. Okay, it was Buzz Cola. For some reason, I thought it was.
No.
Huh.
They made a. They also made a Futurama-based Slurm for a while. It was a an energy drink, I want to say, that you could go buy.
This Duff beer doesn't sound like any beer that I would drink, though.
Yeah, you would for fun, right?
Yeah,
once.
Yeah, yeah. But I suppose if you did, you would deserve Nelson Muntz to come out and go, ha ha.
Yeah. Well said. Well, finally. And it's funny, it's interesting that's not like a Think Geek thing. That's what it reminded me of
for
some reason.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, and finally, some good news if you're Back to the Future fans. I guess it is 2015, so why not? There are some comics coming. Have there ever been Back to the Future comics before?
I don't think there have been Back to the Future comics before, at least not comics that included Bob Gale, one of the creators of the Back to the Future series, involved in it. So these will be untold tales and alternate timelines of the Back to the Future franchise. It doesn't feature Doc running around in a giant train like we saw in the animated series. But the fans are really excited about this because it is getting some of the original creators back involved in this comic series. Best of all, it arrives in October, the same month that Marty McFly went back in time.
They found me, Marty. I don't know how they did it, but they found me. We're going to get that storyline. There's more about the Libyans, maybe?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, who knows?
Right. Ooh, the backstory of the Libyans and where they came from.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool. Well, good. Well, why not? I mean, sure. That's a thing to do, to take a thing
it's a very popular thing to do right now.
Yeah. Do you think that's why do you suppose that is? I feel like there would have been a time where everybody would have just rolled their eyes at the idea of a comic like this, and now it's very common. In fact, people rave about Transformers comics and you know, all this stuff that we would have. I just feel like they would have been would have turned their nose up to it in like the mid 90s or something.
Well, I think part of it is that, you know, in the case of television series, it gives people a chance to continue the show. So like Buffy the Vampire Slayer has been going very strong over at Dark Horse for a number of years. Jericho made an attempt after that TV series quit. Angel, and there's so many more TV shows that are being turned into comics. Heck, there's even a Sins of Anarchy comic that I think wraps up in September.
Wow. Really?
And that's after 25 issues. So it's sold enough to where people are interested in those kinds of things because it allows them to continue getting more stories from their favorite property, whether that be Back to the Future or Sons of Anarchy or anything else that's out there.
It's interesting. I guess if it's good, that's the difference. You know, usually that tie-in stuff's always just kind of bad, or at least that's been the history of it. And even in video games, like, nobody wants to buy games based on movies or comic book properties or things until they're done really well. Like the Batman Arkham series completely changed that.
Yep.
And now people think of it differently. So I guess it just takes a few titles to make people think.
Yeah. And Archie, they've been running the Sonic comics for, man, I think they're up to like 300 and some issues right now. And they've got Mega Man that continues to be really big for them. So, yeah, there's a lot of this crossover potential. And I think right now, as companies continue to think about how can they develop their IPs, certainly looking at the world of comics and picking up an extra 100,000 more readers or more sales each month is actually a good thing.
So Sonic... Yeah, still going. That's who knew that driving up to a window and asking for a burger and fries was going to make such a great premise for a comic.
Sadly, not everyone in the country has a Sonic.
That's true. People have there are places in this country they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yep, right. Exactly.
And well, right there, and in those parts of the country, it's too early for a fish sandwich.
Way too early, Brian. Way too early. Well, it's always a pleasure talking to Steven. You got anything going on these days at Major Spoilers?
Actually, people have been enjoying our Lego builds that we've been doing over at the Major Spoilers YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. We're giving away a Lego set.
Whoa.
Yes, we're giving away the Jurassic World Raptor Escape set. And you can find more information over at our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. All you got to do is subscribe, really, and we'll do a drawing on August 15th. But Mason likes to get in front of the camera, and he's the one that makes the announcement. So go watch that.
How's he going to let this thing go? I mean, I would think that he'd be clutching onto that thing. And
we accidentally bought two. So
accidentally.
He's got one that he's playing with, and the other one is all boxed up and ready to ship out to somebody.
Nice. Steven Schleicher, MajorSpoilers.com, Major Spoilers on Twitter, and you get to shake his hand and hang out with him at Nerdtacular on the 30th of this month. So come see him.
Cannot wait.
See you, man. Take it easy. Okay. I'll talk to you after the show. We have a meeting. Yep. A meeting. Me and Steven with our meetings.
A meeting.
Freaky. All right, let's call Veronica. I don't know if she actually had a thing, and I don't know if she's in town. Okay. So it's possible she's not there.
Right. Well, tomorrow is her birthday, too.
Tomorrow is her birthday. I'm not going to tell her happy birthday because she didn't tell me happy birthday.
Aww.
I'm not going to do it.
Me.
Actually, I'm totally going to do it.
Of course you are.
didn't add her. That probably means she's out. Because she said something on Twitter. I've got a huge thing tomorrow. Everybody, please, positive vibes my way or something. Mm. Like, she got some big gig, and it's probably so big that she forgot about us, is my thinking.
She's going to be playing Mary Jane Watson in the upcoming Spider-Man reboot.
Listen here, Veronica. We need you to hang upside down, see, and make out with a boy, see? Yeah. All right, well, looks like no V. I do have a couple of phone calls to play, though.
Let's enjoy those.
Yeah, let's do those. They're brought to you by
Beeping Dog Collars.
So we bought the dog a dog collar that's three modes. It beeps, or it vibrates, or it shocks. We don't want to use the shock, but we do like the beep and the vibrate, because the idea is that when she's doing behaviors you don't want her to do, let's say jumping up on people or whatever it may be, mm-hmm. You hit the thing and it goes, meh, makes a sound, and then when she associates that sound with the stop doing it, she gets distracted and won't do it. That appears to totally be working, okay? So the sound thing, big thumbs up. Mm. The vibration, though, mm-hmm. makes her run into a corner, curl up in a ball, and shake. No more of that. No more vibration. I can't even imagine what the shock would do. Freaking send her to...
She'd just pee right there.
Yeah, basically. she wouldn't be able to deal with it.
Puddle right under her instantly. Little vibrating puddle.
Yeah, so I feel like we kind of messed up. I could have bought like a little noisemaker, remote noisemaker for nothing. Instead, we bought this like $50 collar that does all this stupid stuff. Anyway, there's that. Let's do these phone calls. We got a couple of them in that I wanted to play. One is, who's that voice again? And here's the clip.
Hello, Scoot and Brain. This is Stephanie. So I was thinking about it lately, and I tend to use the whole, so whatever I do next, just don't hate me thing. And I can't for the life of me remember who that is. And I know you kind of play the clips from him. Low show the love.
Okay, here you go. Here he is.
So whatever I do next, just don't hate me.
Okay, he's the same guy that sang... it was A-Team, right? A-Team. Here he is right here.
No, 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 no. No.
All right, that's the guy.
How could we possibly hate you?
I don't hate him, and I don't know his name is the problem. I remember capturing it from a video a long time ago, and I don't remember who that guy is. So your guess is as good as mine. He's a YouTuber. At the time, I remember he had a bunch of followers, and he just did this thing where he would mostly, you know, sing theme songs, the things he liked. And that's... And that thing where he says, don't hate me, was him pre-apologizing for how crappy a song was going to be.
Yeah.
And we love him for it, so.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know him. The show, he's not like a friend of the show or anything. And...
Nope. As far as we know, he's a figment of our imagination. Got another call about the conversation and how to end it gracefully.
Hi, I'm Amy. This is for the morning stream. Scott and Brian. I have a question about ending a conversation gracefully. Seems like I just let people run on and run on with their conversation, and I just can't bring myself to say, okay, bye. I just can't, whether it's on the phone or real life. So, got any tips for me to just nip that in the bud? Thanks.
All right. So, she's got long-winded friends. Mm-hmm. She just sits and listens and doesn't know how to break it off.
Gotta pee, bye.
Yeah. Now, I have a tendency, a habit, whatever you want to call it, to hang up quickly.
Yeah, you do.
I do it to you. I do it to phone calls. I do it to anybody where I'm on a connection that isn't them standing in front of me.
Right. And it's not out of like impatience or rudeness or anything like that. You actually do it, I think, to avoid those. All right. Well, great. It was good talking to you. You hang up first. No, you hang up
first. Yeah, I hate that. I hate that feeling. I hate that possibility, and I know that I'm just talking to friends I'm going to talk to again anyway, so mm-hmm. if we're done, it's like, all right, I'm out, and then you eliminate all of that. Now, some mm-hmm. people don't like it. I get a lot of complaints. My mom hates it. She thinks it's rude, and I'm terrible for doing it, but it's just something I do. But here, or when you're in front of somebody, like face-to-face,
yeah,
there's some value in listening to what they have to say, obviously. If you need to go... I think it's always best just to be honest about it and just go, yeah. I gotta go, man. Can we talk about this later? Like, you want to be talking to people who understand the kind of person you are. And if the kind of person you are is the person who wants to be honest and upfront, be that way And if that's not good enough for them, I don't know if they're the friends you want to have. You know what I mean?
Mm, oh, yeah. I love that old chestnut. Well, maybe then you don't, then maybe they shouldn't be your friends.
It is kind of an old chestnut. But I don't mean it in that negative way. It's just like, I don't know. I want that thing. Like, you don't want to be on eggshells with your friends.
Yeah, of course.
You want to be able to just be who you are. And if you are having a bad day, you want to be able to have that bad day and do it in a way that, so that they see it go, oh, Scott's having a bad day, or mm-hmm. hey, dude, you need any help? I can tell you're having one of those days. No, I'm fine, whatever. Nice shoes, by the way. Like, I want to be able to give each other crap. I want to be able to laugh with each other, make compliments. Like, you just,
of course.
You don't want that weird, fake ball of goo in your life that you put on your knee and hope it heals, right?
Poultice.
Yeah, poultice. My answer is just on the phone, do what I do. Just go, the minute they give you a window, it's like, so anyway, I guess we'll be back together Monday. Yep, see you then, click.
See you Monday.
Yeah. What's the worst that can happen? How mad are they going
to
be?
Never talk to you again.
Yeah, that's the thing you got to ask yourself is, what are you worried about if you do end it soon? Yeah. Like, what is the fallout?
Know. They might be relieved. They might be like, oh man, I love being able to get off a conversation quickly with this person. Mm-hmm. I kind of do when you and I do that. Like, it's like, all right, we don't have that. All right, well, we're going to, let's do another TMS tomorrow. We kind of do that.
Yeah. Like, sometimes.
I know this very thing I'm describing, we do kind of do, but. It's always in joking, like, you know what, let's do this again tomorrow.
Yeah, we're always goofing up. But that's the thing. You want to be comfortable with people. Now, if it's somebody new, like you're, let's say I'm at Nerdtacular and somebody wants to talk to me and they want to go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Well, chances are I'm going to totally listen to what they have to say.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to just go, gotta go, and run the other direction.
Yeah.
But then there are times where, like, I need to be on stage because it's the next panel. I got to go. But just say that. They'll respect it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You're not going to, what are you going to lie to him and go, look over there and then run? I mean, like, what are you going to do?
I would hope not.
No. Terpster, what do you think? Okay, great. Very helpful. Always helpful. Never not helpful. That's going to do it for us, folks. If you'd like to send in your own calls, you can 801-471-0462 or send us emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. That's fine too. We also like to read those. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. All links point from there. You can go to Twitter as well and find us at Morning Stream. You can find me at Scott Johnson and Brian at Coverville. That's it for the show. Brian, let's leave them with a tune.
Reverend Jim wrote in, and I don't know if he's a real reverend or if he's just calling back to the character played by, what's his face on Taxi? Doc Brown.
I can't think of his name all of a sudden.
Was it his name, Reverend Jim? The character named Reverend Jim?
Reverend Jim. Jim.
Yeah.
Jim was correct, but what's his real name? The actor.
I don't know.
What's wrong with me?
I know. I'm having that same thing where I'm having the brain fart.
Doc Brown, played by... Holy shite!
Christopher Lloyd.
Jeez. Yeah,
holy cow, people. Monday morning brain fart. All right.
Yeah.
Criminy. And Katrina, by the way, in the chat room had that first. All right, Reverend Jim, Christopher Lloyd wrote in, said, hey guys, I've been listening to you daily for 3 years now. A girl that I've been friends with for 15 years has a son who has been diagnosed with atypical cystic fibrosis. Her name is Jessica Hansen and his name is Aiden. He's got a GoFundMe account trying to help with their medical costs since she's a single mother and has been on FMLA for a while now. I'm requesting a cover of Simple Man since that's Aiden's favorite song. If you could mention this and try and help us out, that'd be great. Love you guys. And your show's pretty good too. That one is gofundme.com/, get ready for these letters, Z4FA2Q6P.
Wow.
That's again, Z4FA2Q6P. And that's if you want to go help out Aiden.
Bingo.
Signed, Reverend Jim.
Yeah.
Well, the request was for specifically the Shinedown cover of Simple Man, or any cover of it, really. I don't see any reason not to do the Shinedown version. It's an acoustic version. Came out in 2004 on their album Leave a Whisper. It is a cover of the song by Lynyrd Skynyrd. You can sing it on Rock Band, and it's Simple Man.
Well, let's find out how this sounds in our ears now. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Please come back and join us then. Bye.
Well, mama told me when I was young, said, sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Aye, it will. Oh, take your time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come and they will pass. You'll find a warm arm and you'll find love. And don't forget that there is a someone up above. And be a simple your lust from the rich man's gold. All that you need now is in your soul. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Won't you do this for me, son? Follow your heart and nothing else. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple if you can.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Probably the aftermath of another Luthor device.
Probably.